Hello and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us with the Farm Service Agency in Grand Forks County is Terry Miller. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Well, I know the latest talk from a lot of farmers is getting signed up for some of these Farm Bill programs. March 16th, I believe, is the deadline for some of these activities. And what are you hearing here at this Ag Show here in Grand Forks at the International Crop Expo? What are some of the biggest concerns and interests?
Some of the biggest concerns, of course, are getting into FSA to get elected and enrolled in either the PLC or our county program. So that's probably where most of the questions are, as well as what to do with the PLC yield update. I guess the word we want to get out is we want to make sure that producers are aware of the March 16th deadline and that they contact their local FSA office to get an appointment and get in and get elected and enrolled.
That deadline is coming quickly, and I heard only 30% of growers are signed up at this point. Do you have any idea?
The actual percentage across the state of North Dakota varies quite a bit, but I would say 30% is probably a good average in this area.
And I would imagine those appointments are going to be hard to come by at some point if you wait too long. And the FSAS office is actually open on the 16th, is that correct, for March?
Yes, we are open on the 16th. The deadline is technically March 15th, but since that falls on a non-work day, it carries over to the 16th.
What are some of the biggest questions, and do you have any tips for these growers?
What I would say is, the general thought out there is they can wait, and even some private businesses have told producers, just wait, you know, you've got till the 16th. The problem is not only do we have ARC PLC sign-up going on right now, we also have a CRP General sign-up that ends on February 28th, and we have a lot of interest there as well. And so if we don't get people in right now, as soon as possible, it's going to be difficult for us to get it done by the 16th. And technically, if the enrollment doesn't get done by the 16th, that farm will be ineligible for ARC PLC payments for 2019. And of course, with the farming economy the way it is now, we don't want that to happen to anybody.
Is there any talk of extending the deadline at all, or?
The last word we were given is that there will not be an extension to this ARC PLC deadline. So no, they need to get in, contact their local office, get in by March 16th.
And this is, you know, a change from in the Farm Bill. It used to be every 5 years, and now it's every two. So it's something to be thinking about here every couple of years.
As far as the election enrollment, we're starting the program a little late. We're actually electing and enrolling for 2019 after the 2019 season's over. So we are doing 2019 and 2020 all at the same time. However, for 2021, they can change which program they elect, whether it be PLC or ARC County. Then they can change their program again in 2022 and 23.
Is there anything else we should know at all here today, Terry?
Once again, most importantly, contact your office, get elected and enrolled into the ARC PLC program for 2019. We also have CRP general sign-up ending on February 28th. And last but not least, after we get these two programs done, we will start working on the WIPLOS disaster program. So all I can say is thank you for your patience, but we will get to that disaster program as soon as we can.
Very good. Terry Miller with the Farm Service Agency. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Eric will be right back with more Inside Ag after this.